is a session with Bob and Ion, so far no Carolyn, and it's being recorded on December 17th, copyright 2016, all rights reserved for Dobstown.com. Greetings, Ion.
Howdy. It's almost afternoon.
All right. Now I'm looking at my questions. Do I have questions? Let's see.
Camp down, lady, sing this song. Doo-dah. Camp down, racetrack, 4 miles long. Oh, doo-dah day. Round the bound all night. Round. Can't have dead air on the radio, Bob. Come on.
That's good.
This is a live pre-recorded recording. You can't have a dead pre-recording. You got to have a live one. It's not Memorex anymore. We got to get it good this time. We got to do better. This is why you got fired from CKLN the last time. So tighten up, Bob.
Okay. So in my tiny note chart, I have Rumpelstiltskin down in the right-hand corner. Now, it means that Rumpelstiltskin can interact with all the quadrants. He could even... You could accuse it of distraction.
Until he's named.
That's right. Now, what I mean by today in Web 2.0, people can be trolls. That means they can go into threads and interrupt. They can hack it. They can do all these things. So the average citizen can be kind of a Rumpelstiltskin defined as a shit disturber or a troll is the word they use. And anybody can do this in human communication or machine communication, maybe you want to call that. And so that's what I mean by the effect of what Web 2.0 creates, the Rumpelstiltskin syndrome. Let's see, what else can they do? They don't have to always do that, but they have an incredible autonomy in how they interact with people. What is erroneous about my description of what anybody can be potentially in Web 2.0, which means you've got YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, let's see, whatever else is on there. Humans have never been able to interact and cause a problem and really not have to be responsible for it. They don't get beat up by the neighbor or someone nearby. They can get policed by YouTube itself, but what is it about the Rumpelstiltskin effect that I've just described that I'm missing? What aspect of this would I point out that I'm not including or not aware
of? Billy Barty.
Billy Barty. Is that a person?
Yes.
And Billy Barty, what about him? What did he do? He...
He was the world's tallest midget, 3'9".
Right. And what you have to go into explaining, we've defined what Rumpelstiltskin is. He could be a Rumpelstiltskin.
He is Rumpelstiltskin.
You mean the actual folkloric figure?
No, the actor. He plays on cellophane, you know, the cellophane thing. They put the movies on the cellophane, the film thing, the film.
Well, he's in movies. He plays Rumpelstiltskin.
He is, yes.
He plays, and is this for Disney children's movies or animation?
But it was a million years ago, Bob, so you know, whatever that was.
Okay, so I didn't know who Rumpelstiltskin was. Well, what about this syndrome? Let's see, politically, I say Donald Trump is a Rumpelstiltskin. He hacked the situation.
No, he didn't. It was done on his behalf. He is the emperor who doesn't have on any clothes. That's different than Rumpelstiltskin. We heard you make the inference and the reference, and it's like, no. It's not, but you're going to see it. What's going to represent, Rumpelstiltskin is absolutely represented, but Donald Trump cannot be Rumpelstiltskin anymore, Bob, than you could be Rumpelstiltskin.
Why can't he be one?
Because you can't either.
I mean, what I do is all that he could do.
Right. Well, see, he can't, once he's named, if you name him that, then it's over, and it's not over. Just like if they named you that, and they said, oh, Bob's Rumpelstiltskin, it's over. Now you're exposed.
Yes, that's
done.
True.
This is not the case. This is, you have to get a stand-in. You get a Billy Barty as a stand-in, and then you can call him Rumpelstiltskin. You expose it all with the FNN. It'll be on the FNN. 5 feet. You need to open that. You better get that name before somebody takes it away from you. They do that a lot, Bob. They take things away from you for the fake news network, because that's going to be big. It'll be huge. It'll be bigger than Breitbart. The fake news network. People like the fake news network, but that's kind of what you got now anyway. So now Rumpelstiltskin gets running around here and trying to undo all that he's done until he gets caught or had or exposed. Right?
Okay, in the case of
Brothers Grimm.
Right. In the case of the question of who hacked the John Podesta's emails, they are trying to name who
it is the person that was in, that was fired from the Democratic National Party, who worked for Debbie Wasserman Schultz in her fucking office. And they had the code to get in, and they were disgruntled, and they leaked it out, and then it didn't went to everywhere. Everybody had it. And then Russia had it, but they didn't hack it. They got it, but they didn't hack it. Then everybody did. And that's why it got to be great, great, great fun to say, what about those 33,000? They're not saying that she shouldn't have had the 33,000 emails in a damn server in her fucking bathroom. That's not even being said. America has been hacked. America, no. They did things wrong, and they were exposed. America has been exposed, not hacked. It's been exposed. Now you're coming into our world, Bob. You've made a tragic error by not ascending you all. You've made a tragic miscalculation, because now guess what? You don't have a choice. Everything you've ever put on the web, don't put your crooked nannies on the internet.
Okay, so the guy who did this in Debbie Schultz's Wasserman, whatever her name is, office.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz,
So he, until he was found out, he was almost Silkin. They didn't know his name. So then they find out
They don't know his name yet.
Oh, I thought you said he got fired.
Oh, he did, but he was disgruntled. We didn't expose him yet. We're still playing with it. We're just telling you what happened.
Well, so he's still Robert Silkin. He hasn't been named as the guy releasing the emails.
Well, he just released the password. They didn't hack it, Bob. They had the name, username, and the password. They went in and collected them.
Release? Yeah, I got that. Who did he release the password to?
Everybody.
Well, he emailed it to somebody in particular?
Just let it out. He let it out. It's like publishing your private home phone number. And the next thing you know, everybody's got it. Like that.
Right. So did Hillary and Debbie know about who did this? Uma Thurman?
No. Uma Aberdeen, Abadabadeen, Bingy Ding, the Weenie Woman, Weenie's Woman.
Abadabadeen. I know you mean the first.
Uma Aberdeen. Abadabadoo.
Uma, the first intern. I was hoping to be the first intern, the closest intern.
Yeah,
okay, she knew. But, like, you said he got, I'm trying to, you are saying they got caught and got fired.
No, that's not what we said at all. We said he was disgruntled, which means he was wrongly fired and separated. And when he got angry because he was fired, he said, by God, I got something for you. He had the passcodes, and they never were smart enough, the bleeding heart liberals. They weren't smart enough to know that they were vulnerable and exposed. So everybody had the password, and everybody had it, and then everything got gone. And then when they noticed it, they knew this in 2014, too, by the way. So your little president who's running around here trying to say all these words, had full knowing that it was, but he didn't want to make too big a deal about it because he didn't want to get his damn ass impeached himself. You know why? Because of the Silas Duguid letters, Bob. He had emails on that private server as well. So for him to know, because everything from the POTUS is classified. So if the POTUS is exposed, now Russia has now hacked the POTUS. That's troublesome, Bob. But there's no fault or incredulity from the Russians. It's from their lack of following security protocols, which allows the exposure. Every time you take national security and expose it to Gmail, for God's sake, something like this is bound to happen. And then you run around trying to blame it on the Kremlin or some ridiculous something. They can't even make good borscht. How are they going to hack something?
Okay, so let's gather our information together that you've released so far. In 2014, someone was fired for other reasons, for some reason.
Yeah, and we're not going to give the name and the direction, but if you're smart and look around just a little bit, you can find that out very easily.
Right, so this person got fired. They had the password, so they released it, and then anybody could go in and look at the emails, and there was... On this private bathroom server of Hillary's, there was the president's emails were on there.
The silence too good emails. Yes.
Well, we know that's Benjamin Franklin's letters. Are you saying that metaphorically? What does that mean?
Yes,
Silas.
He used a nom de plume on the email. He didn't say Barack Saddam Hussein something fucked up abomination. He didn't use his real name, but. Evian.
Okay. Now, what we've just said, is this public information? Can we put it out?
You can put it out, but it is not at all public information.
Yeah, that's nobody knows it.
This is the answer that everybody's coming into. But here's what happened. You got Donna Brazile, that's the CNN connection. Okay.
Yeah.
They also got the Podesta bullshit. That's where the money was. That's where it hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go ahead. What else they got?
Okay. If we keep going, we're going to tell you exactly who did it. So we don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. So when this
guy
we'll
give you the address. We'll give you the address. 10,100 Pines Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, 33026. Maybe that helps.
Yeah, but the first number got blurred. You need to do the number 10,000.
Oh, 10,100 Pines Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, 33026.
Yeah, now you're saying Pines, P as in Peter, I-N-E-S.
Yeah. And the telephone number is 954-437-3936.
And what are you identifying with these coordinates?
That's where the person was.
That's where they had lived.
That's where it was, yes.
Well,
that's the person's phone number.
Right,
now, while they worked there. While they work there.
Oh, you don't have to be living in Washington to work for Wasserman.
Oh no, Debbie Wasserman. Sure, she's from Florida.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, okay. All right. The now you've identified. Now there was this guy named Seth or Sean.
I hope you don't get put in jail over that one, Bob. Maybe you won't. We'll probably look at it. Go ahead. It's all right. We got you, Bob. But you better behave.
Okay,
the dossier is pretty heavy duty. You better behave.
All this stuff
you know.
Yeah, okay. So the there was this guy, young guy, Seth or Sean, who was murdered. And you implied he was releasing stuff, and somebody found out, and Hillary said, okay, get rid of that guy. And you said, yes, he was one of the releasers or hackers or the exposers. Do you still stand by that, or are you talking with someone else?
We do. No, that is who it was, and that's a big deal. That's even on Breitbart. Everybody's talking about that. And you'll connect that to a person named Tim Canova.
Right, but so the address of the you just gave in Hollywood, Florida, was the name of this Seth or whatever his name is. That was he was the guy, and he'd already been killed.
No, not him. That's not him.
Right.
That's another one. He knew. He didn't do it. He knew.
He knew, but and so he got in trouble for, he got killed for knowing. But
basically, yes,
so that,
otherwise it covers up. See, so that was what happened to, that's what happened.
Yeah, so Hillary and Debbie didn't, they don't know this guy you're identifying. They don't know that.
Right, but Alan Grayson does.
And who is he?
He is in the 9th Congressional District.
Okay. All right, so now Putin, okay, so...
You can ask him at grayson.house.gov.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we're not, probably not supposed to tell that either. Damn. Okay, then call Dina. Dina will know. Dina will know.
All right, so...
Bob, you've done it again. There you go. Next thing you know, you're going to bring poor Nina Turner into this mess, and she didn't really have nothing to do with nothing. God, that's unbelievable.
Okay,
that's unbelievable.
So,
little line Marco's in there too, right up there with Thomas Jefferson and the Silent Jupiter letters.
Marco Rubio.
Little line Marco and Thomas
All right.
Jefferson. All right, in the
so
same
suit. The
porn 20 blackbirds sitting in a pie. Damn, Bobby.
Okay.
There you go again with that talking all that bullshit. You need to quit asking. If you ask better questions, you wouldn't get all this crap. You know
yeah.
that. You're the best asker ever. But you get your little ding-dong in the flip-flapper every time. If you keep going, you're going to get mashed like a sebaceous fish. You keep getting all this insalacious crap out.
Now, we're the Rumpelstiltskin. I said, is that a good term? Because if you're trolling and people aren't too skillful, they can't find out who you are. You're trolling, interfering with the forum. Until you're named, you're a Rumpelstiltskin. And then I said, what am I leaving out? And you named the guy, the actor, who played Rumpelstiltskin in movies or something.
Yes.
So, yeah. But back, that was good information. But back to the syndrome of my thesis is that people have been Rumpelstiltskin in many forms the last few years in Web 2.0. So the medium is the message. So the new medium is the ability to be Rumpelstiltskin. And so we have a president keeping up with the effect of media. He becomes a Rumpelstiltskin. Now, it's not, Donald Trump is not, you don't name Trump when you try to categorize him as a right-winger, left-winger, anarchist or something.
He's a no-winger. He's a no-winger. He never wings
right.
it. Or actually, he wings it all the time, so he's a no-winger that wings. He's a winger,
right.
a lover who loves, but a no-winger that wings. And Joshua
right.
Holland.
Joshua Holland? Uh-oh, who's that?
We can't say.
So Trump, I say that the naming of Trump would have to name the 4 or 5 bodies, and that's in my Android meme chart. So my chart is the naming. It's not just a verbal naming. It's a portrait. It's an ID, an X-ray of the Android meme or the Rumpelstiltskin factor in the Android meme. And would you agree with that? That my Trump.
Not now. We're going to give it to you, but don't write that down anywhere. Don't blog that anywhere. Don't do much of that, because the second you get it down on the ridiculous paper, it's going to be over, and then it will be no.
It'll be mutated into a new form.
It'll be obfuscated and released as nothing.
Right. So my chart is rapidly becoming obsolete. You'd like to say it is obsolete. But
yeah, we would like to say that, but...
Okay, so I'm correct in saying up to a little while ago, Rumpelstiltskin was, as a phenomenon, was acted out by Donald Trump because nobody could categorize him and stop him. Correct?
Basically.
Yeah, basically. Now, has something changed since he's become president-elect?
Yes, the Warwick growers have changed their minds.
That would be Warwick Castle related in England?
Well, Warwick, yes. They row both.
Right. And they have some say in this matter?
They represent it.
They represent
they do,
people
they
who...
They get naked.
Right. And they are You could say in intelligence agencies, there's people functioning, doing things, pulling levers that are not identified. So it's normal to have the Rumpelstiltskin effect in events like the John Kennedy assassination and Robert Kennedy assassination, whatever other ones have been happening. There's been a Rumpelstiltskin factor to the degree nobody can name who caused it. Correct?
Yes.
Right. Let's see. So
we don't want to go into Wilhelm Reich, but we don't want to go to Wilhelm Reich, but you're going to keep going. Okay. But, well, okay, just be careful.
Right.
Politico.
Well, that's a website. Are you referring to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Warwick. Oh, yeah. You in passing said that the Duke of Bourbon, and you, I think
Bourbon.
You said this when we were...
Not
what?
Bourbon. Bourbon. It's Bourbon, not Bourbon.
The Duke of Bourbon, when we were in Paris, you, I think one of those sessions we did with you, you said he was a factor in the present election. Now, which Duke of Bourbon was it? Someone at the time of, lived at the time of King Francis I? Or someone 100 or 200 years later, or someone today who's the Duke of Bourbon. Who were you referring to?
Duke de Bourbon.
Duke, are you saying B-O-U-R-B-O-N? Bourbon?
No. Yeah, Bourbon. D-U-C space D-E space B-O-U-R-B-O-N.
Wow, that's a lot of syllables. I didn't get it all. Duke de Space de Bourbon or something. I didn't get it.
Yeah, Duke de Bourbon. That was what you said. Duke de Bourbon.
Okay. Now, is he someone who didn't transition, or is he someone who's alive
right.
today?
With Charles III. Charles III.
All right. So he was born. He lived back at the time of 1600s or something. I can look up and get the exact date. But...
February 17th, 1490. Just saying.
Okay, he died, so he's still influencing.
No, born February
17th, 1490. Okay. The same age as King Francis I. So did he transition?
Not yet. They said he been in Rome, Italy in 1557, but it's not true, Bob. It's not true.
So why is he invested in the election between Hillary and Donald Trump?
Because of Clermont and the War of the Roses.
Okay, the War of the Roses was in the 1420s or 30s or something, before Charles III was born, correct? If I got it right.
The Constable of France.
So
was before Charles V, which is became what's known as the Sack of Rome in 1527, where they said he did it, but it really didn't happen. And the Count de Clermont de Bouvier.
That's where
Clermont
the Bouviers come from.
Clermont de Bouvier Flores.
That's
Le
Marché.
Lord Le Bouvier from 1505.
I'm asking, trying to establish what you said. The Bouviers are descended from that Bouvier name you just said.
Yeah, but there's a lot of miscegenation in between it, but yeah.
Okay, well, Dr. Dean is back. And
the Dauphine d'Avion. Dauphine d'Avion.
We want you to ask some questions. Get some questions ready, Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, how was your swim?
It was excellent. Thank you very much for asking.
Yummy, of course.
Okay, let's not get... I haven't finished this. So, this Duke of Bourbon, he has... Are you saying on the level of the royal family of Britain still owns territory in the Commonwealth of Virginia, this kind of hidden level of ownership involves the Duke of Bourbon?
Not hidden. Not hidden. It's plain. It's in the books. It's on the paper.
So is the Duke of
Bourbon...
It's
in the charter.
Okay. Charles III, is he happy that Trump won or upset that Trump won?
He's thrilled.
Right.
He's happy. Every feudal lord is happy. It's everyone who opposes the King of France himself.
Everyone who opposed the King of France is happy. Do you mean which king?
Yeah.
Francis the First?
Yes.
Okay. So the battles that went on there around Chambord Castle and Blois and Amboise and Fontainebleau, those battles are still going on in the world stage.
Yeah. We say yeah.
Right.
But now be careful, because you also have the Dukes of Vendôme. The Dukes
yes.
of Vendôme. Don't forget that. Because this is where it starts splitting. And then it goes all the way into his sister Louise. That's the Bourbons of India. That's the Jean-Philippe de Bourbon.
Wow. Okay, so are we talking...
That's the Mongol Empire, Akbar.
Right, but some of these people, like the Duke of Bourbon we've talked about, they didn't transition. Others
no, they
are...
No, none of them did. You haven't either yet, Bob.
Now, others are descendants, or are they all who's fighting this battle never transitioned?
Can't tell. We don't know how you would ever tell the difference, because, see, we're saying everybody's eternal, so it'd be kind of hard to press us on that point. Now, we can give you the words that were appropriate and apropos, but at the same time, it's kind of like if you press it really long, we're like, well, no. Everybody's good. Good.
Yeah, we know everybody's never completely... obliterate themselves.
Okay, we like that part. We like that
but
part.
We're talking about those that stayed in their physical that they're known to have. Like Charles III, he had a physical in 1490, and we say he is still in that physical. That's what we mean by
he is.
Not
he is. And so is Gilbert, the Count of Montpensier. Montpensier.
Yeah, beginning with the letter N as in Ned, none,
tis no, here. No, not nigger, M as in money.
Okay. All right, so now, is Ophanel in this mix of these Bourbons?
Of course. Of
right.
course.
And Ophanel has the advantage? Because he's got the...
It waxes and wanes. Sometimes the position, sometimes sometimes you have a sticky wicket, Bob.
Okay, does Ophanel have access to Ion, or is that me, or is Ophanel me, or is there two different factors here that are talking to Ion?
Too many words. You don't even know what you're saying anymore. You're just saying words, and then we answer.
I'm Ophanel.
You added too many things. Okay?
Right now.
Noted. Ask and answer. Ask and answered already.
Bob never. I don't know. No, he didn't answer. Bob never.
Yeah, we did.
Bob
who
Jobs.
Is not Bob? We don't even know who that is. We don't even know who that is.
Hey, will you shut up?
Who is that? No. You're trying to say the nom de plume is the caricature that represents the caricature that is the caricature of everything else that Reverend Stang said you couldn't be. So, no, I hope it's not going to go like that one, big boy. It wasn't that way at Heebie-Jeebies, so it's not going to be that way here. It's good enough for Heebie-Jeebies, it's good enough for here.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm going to start over here. This person
words.
Who's talking to you right now, does he have a nomenclature?
No.
All right. Is the person who's talking to you right now what you've referred to when you say Ophanel?
Hobab, yes.
Okay, this is Hope, then that's Hobab talking to you right now.
Ophanel, Hobab, two-part name, yes.
Like Carol's across the room. She turns her head and looks at me. Is she looking at Ophanel right now?
Hobab. Ophanel, Hobab, yep.
Yeah, she's looking at him.
Well,
wow.
Except for them nasty hands.
Yeah, her nasty hands.
Stop.
So
don't
when you're qualifying
like
it as Ophanel, Hobab, are there other Ophanels that aren't Hobab?
You won't know the difference. There are a few splits of that, but that's not the moral to the story. We would say you're an aunt and a mother and a daughter and a sister. You know, you have different parts of you. So you're going to have different representations that you represent. And in different worlds, that can split to make you fit. You remember in Fringe with the different Walters? They were the same Walter, but then they weren't. Then they can have twists and turns. So we have to include those, but now... To say there was just one Walter, that's all there was. There was just one Ophanel Hobab, and there's just one Bob. But even Bob himself, he doesn't know if he's Neverett, Dean, Frankenstein. Bob Dobbs, right. Bob Jobs Jr. He don't know himself who he is. I mean, he's trying to ask, include all these to say, is this compared to that one thing? And they go, how very ridiculous. So, noted.
Okay, Carolyn, you can take over. We've exhausted the topic. Very interesting, Ian. You've told new.
We got him all the way up to that. We got him all the way up to the Mongol Empire, though, Carolyn. We did all we could do. Nothing we could do.